The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Matt. Almost had angel eyes for a second there. Oh, summer wind, because it's like hot out, right? It's still hot, and I love it, and I'm the only one. My Mediterranean blood loves the hot weather. The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. And softer than a Piper man, one day it just called to you. I lost you, lost you to the summer wind. Let it rip, Matt. Let's get this party started, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Sorry. It's Friday. It's 7:07 in the morning. There's craziness all around us. The world is like imploding, and we will prevail. And we are going to take the high road, mama. Stay with Joey. We got your back. It's a beautiful summer day, too. And I don't care. School's starting. And, you know, they're going back. And that's why the traffic, by the way, we're talking about traffic in New York. It's starting to go back because kids are going back to school. Forget about it. We're going to enjoy the summer. I'm going down the shore this summer. This summer I went down, like, from all of June, virtually. I was down back and forth. And I'm going down today. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind. The summer wind. Thanks, Matt. The last minute of that. What did you have to play? What did you have to play before that? You had something that's
5 minutes more.
Oh, you had some more original Frank Sinatra stuff. This is great. But I wanted to put that. I love that song. I had to put that song on because it's warm. It's hot out. I love it. It's summertime, and I'm not letting summer go. We are enjoying it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs, the riveting.
Well
thank
done,
you.
Joe. Well done.
Oh, please. It's just like, you know what? I'm telling you, there are times. Can we? Is it? I got a microphone in his face. I got wires. I want a new studio, Frank. Could you put that request in to management?
For a new studio.
A brand new studio.
I'll put that request
like when
in.
I go out on the road, people, do you see that? You should see the radio studios I see. They're all broke, by the way. All the radio companies broke. We're the only ones making money. You know why?
Because
of the studio. That's why.
I will make that request.
Because daddy doesn't get a car or a room.
You have to see the requests I get for you. You know, someone says, I need Joe to MC our charity event, such and such a night. Is he getting paid? No, he's not getting paid. Get a ride? No ride. Oh, yeah, he'll be there, yeah.
But I have to be with my children, and they say,
bring them. They'll have fun.
It's so true.
Yeah. So I will deliver that request to management for a new studio with the same enthusiasm that I bring you all the requests that I get for you to do everything.
Oh, man, the Joey benefit of it all, Frankie Five Boroughs.
That's right. Somebody asked me the other day, can Joe do a quote from my book? I don't think Joe has read the book. Well, can he read it? Well, he'll read it. He's going to take time to read this book to see if he wants to do a quote. Do you know Joe? Does he know who you are? No, I don't know.
My favorite is that. I will get correspondence, and I know it's all well-intentioned. They'll just say, you'll have a great time. Could you show up for our event? You'll have a great time. It's like, kids, Daddy's not going to be home because I have to go somewhere. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just going to show up. Oh man, Joey Benefit. You got
to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut, travel 3.5 hours.
You don't care, man. No, Long Island's the best one when they go, come out to Long Island from Jersey. It takes 4 hours without exaggeration. 4 hours, and I'm going to go out. And they go, hey, come on, you'll have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
My favorite is when they say, Lord, we'll feed him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because otherwise he'd just starve. He has no way of getting food other than spending 5 hours commuting and entertaining.
You know, the way to lure to get me is we have a gal that Joe really feels would take care of him and love him and be a wonderful significant other. There's the lure.
There you go.
There's the lure, huh?
People know.
Oh, please.
Guaranteed handler.
Yeah, the handler. Yeah, like when they sign an autograph, I'm giving away things for free. The handler goes, no, it's $60. That was the best. Oh, I felt so bad. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 7-Eleven right now. So, you know, they're trying to go after this president every which way. We're watching the news. John Brennan, head of the CIA under Barack Obama, who came up with the drone strikes. It's a very tough guy. There was also Joe Borelli posted something. I'd like to find it again on Twitter. That was in a publication, and it said a professional liar in Washington.
Yeah, it was The Guardian.
They're very good. Yeah. And it was John Brennan back then.
Right. Washington's most talented liar.
Yeah, very good. 2014. You know that. You saw that piece. So now what's all the deal? The president happens to know this.
Well, I think, you know, again, just as the president, when he first came into office, started tweeting about the lucrative contracts that companies like Boeing and others were getting.
Yeah,
people had no idea about that before the president started bringing this to our attention. And until this Brennan fiasco, I don't think most Americans had any idea that so many former national security officials still maintained their national security clearance. And I think you got to give the president credit, even if you're not necessarily a Trump fan, as certainly my Aunt Camille is not. You know, you have to give the president credit for exposing the sheer number of former officials that still get national security clearance. Yeah. I mean, call me crazy or call me naive, and I've been called both of those things. But once you leave your perch and go from being head of the CIA to being instead a professional anti-Trump commentator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why should you, exactly. Why should you maintain
how much
your
is he getting paid
clearance?
By CNN, by
that's,
the way?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I wonder. It's got to be $500,000.
No, but that's the problem, though. So these folks get these jobs. And they clearly it's a great thing on your resume to have been head of the CIA, to have been director of national intelligence, whatever. But you can go work in the media. You can write a book. You can do consulting. You can work for a think tank. You can work in academia. Why do you still need national security clearance? I mean, what good is it doing the country if for you to have national security clearance? I can tell you who doesn't have national security clearance these days. General Michael Flynn. You know why? Because he's no longer the president's national security advisor. And you know what? He shouldn't have national security clearance. Once you're gone, you should be gone.
Yeah.
If there has to be a waiver, like if John Brennan has some sort of unique expertise on some specific issue, then, you know, I don't understand why you can't give him a one-time waiver. Hey, John Brennan, we need you to come in and consult with Alsatian terrorists or something. There's no reason that you should get this blanket national security
clearance. I just don't like the way he was going after the president. And I don't like, by the way, when the president goes after previous presidents. I don't like when everybody's bashing. You're in there. We're all family. We should all respect each other. And for Brennan to go after the president like that. And again, to be fair, when the president goes after Barack Obama, as warranted as that is, let's just keep it in the family.
Well, I agree with you there, especially with Trump and Obama, because, you know, it's such a unique job, the presidency, and it's a very special fraternity. The relationship that presidents yeah. have with yeah. one another. And yeah. it's such an incredible resource to be able to call upon someone that sat in your chair. Look, he's not going to be able to call on George Bush or George Bush to ask for advice. You know, Bill Clinton is not going to be generous with his advice these days. Barack Obama was the one guy that he could have called upon to, hey, you know, what's your advice in dealing with such and such? And then if you don't like his advice, you could disregard it, but at least you have it. Nixon was so solicitous of advice from both Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson that he actually set up a special phone line in the White House that Lyndon Johnson could call him at any
yeah,
time.
See, I don't mind that, but I don't know that we want to hear from the previous president, you know, that Donald Trump. Who could Donald Trump reach out to? W? Barack
that's what,
Obama.
Well,
I mean,
but that's
there's
what
not
I'm saying.
Much. At least Bill Clinton had, despite what he did, you know, was.
But that's what I'm saying. Is Bill Clinton and the Bushes, because of the president's hostility to their families, is not. They're not going to be eager to help.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I don't. I think by going out of his way to burn that bridge with Obama, especially when they got along so well when they met in person, I think it was unnecessary. And Jimmy Carter, so far removed from yeah. everything that's happening in the world today, like he hasn't dealt with the current crop of foreign leaders.
Yeah, know? Yeah, it's a good point. Good point. But for Brendan to say treasonous, to call the president treasonous, was just a way off base.
No,
just
be
a,
off base, but then don't whine that you get your national security clearance revoked.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And come back. Frankie, I have a little complaint, Matt. Maybe you could help me
oh,
out.
Boy.
Well, the coffee machine doesn't have the espresso. And when we come in the morning, I mean, really, we try to drive the station as a morning show. I don't know what happens overnight. Why? We always have to get the remnants of the absolute disorganization and disarray in the morning. Like, can I get we have the nice espresso coffee machine. It's got, like, dirty water that comes out. There's nothing. Is there a problem? Do they have to get that machine serviced?
This is news to me. I had a cup
no,
earlier. It
probably just needs some more Italian coffee beans in it.
And when is that going to arrive?
As soon as I get off the air with you.
You get engineer and coffee man. Wait, do you have to put the beans in?
Yes.
No, you do.
The machine requires a lot of maintenance. It's like my kid. I have to wipe its runny nose, change its diaper. A lot of maintenance.
The guy comes in. The coffee guy comes in, no?
To give us new supplies, but those beans don't fill themselves.
All right. Thank you.
You know how that coffee machine's getting fixed? We have to just say John Catsimatidis is coming in.
Is that right?
That's what
they
we
jump.
Say he's coming
they
in.
They jump.
I was here.
They jump
the
when
day.
John comes in. I love it.
I was here
it.
The other day with John on his Wednesday night show. There was a platter of fruit.
No.
Yeah, I
that's been, great.
A platter of fruit.
Oh, isn't John a guest? Isn't John a guest on the show?
It's coming anyway. In the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be here.
John and Margo are on the show. Everything will show up. It's about time.
It was
time.
On the wrong radio station. It's fruit. People asking, do you need anything? Couldn't believe it.
It's so true.
I get so spoiled on the road, Frankie. I get so spoiled on the road. Mr. Piscopo, can we get anything for you? Your car is here. Can we get your room is ready? It's like, what? I come here. It's like grunt work. I think there's a part of me that likes being treated badly. It's my choice in relationships as well.
So, yeah, last
my
night,
choices in workplaces as well.
Last night,
treat me badly, bring on the pain. I like get Dr. Keith Ablow back on the phone, please.
It's around 8:30 last night, and a friend of mine, good friend, Ernst Allen, he calls me up, and he wants to come over, right, with his wife.
Oh, now, oh, yes, and do what? And do what?
And chat. Right? I don't know. Well, you know, your sales guy visited me today, and my firm is thinking of advertising on your radio. Come right over. Come right over.
Has to be an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Exactly. What can we make money off of this? Exactly. How does it best serve us? I mean, really, because it's just to sit and chat. I don't want to sit and chat.
Yeah.
And you sit and chat, and I go, I mean, I go to so many dinners. You know, you go to dinners. I want results, man. I don't need the social contact. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. But
is he buying on?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Good for you, Frankie Fiberos. Well done, Frank. It's good stuff. Hey, so do we or do we not have a military parade? I say do it. It got postponed now, but I say put that parade out there. People are saying, oh, give the money to the veterans, give the money to this. I like that the president, I think the president not only should have a military parade, I think he should have like a I was going to say a dictator outfit, like an outfit, like a uniform.
Actually, that would be great.
I just like irritating everybody that doesn't like the president, because I think the president is really truly one of our great presidents at this point. The right president for the right time. I make no apologies. I voted for him before. I'll vote for him again. Wear a uniform, Donald Trump. Wear a uniform with the braids off the top like that. Yeah, that would drive people crazy as the military goes by. Don't only just have the military parade. Get the president to say, I have a special military uniform.
Well, so I thought a military parade would be great, not only to recognize the substantial accomplishments of the United States military, especially over the course
God
of the
forbid,
last 15 years, but to recognize the 100th anniversary of World War One and the incredible role that America played in World
War One. Saved the world then.
Been great. I really took issue with Mayor Bloomberg for not having a ticker tape parade right here in New York City, right in front of us down the Canyon of Heroes, for the folks that fought in the Iraq War. I mean, you look down and they have a placard for every single parade we've ever had. You saw the sheer number of folks that were involved with World War II that got a parade, as they should have.
Yeah.
I mean, many different parades, like a dozen. But there was never any parade for our veterans that fought in the Iraq War.
The mayor kind of shot that down? Is that what happened?
Yeah. And I don't know if it was the mayor or the Pentagon, but somebody did. And I thought it would be such a great thing to recognize the accomplishments and the sacrifices of those that have fought in Iraq. And if this war in Afghanistan ever ends, the war in Afghanistan. But apparently, though, Joe, the costs have gotten pretty much more significant. Initially, the estimates for this parade were at about $12 million, but evidently that number has now grown to $92 million.
How does it cost that much? I guess just to get the equipment there.
That's what I don't understand. I don't know.
I just think that when people work for the government, I think they jack the price up 10 times.
Well, I absolutely believe that. They're saying that the costs represent the planned usage of warplanes at the end of the parade, which evidently are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like when we're patriotic. I like when we believe in the country. And I think it would be a good thing. But, yeah, $92 million might be a little much. 7:21 with Joe on the radio. Mm-hmm. Congressman Leonard Lance is going to join us. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe?
Good. It's been nonstop craziness. I mean, from running all week, you know, coming off the road, going right onto the radio, and then doing all the personal appearances and the boat. I was late for the boat. Going off on the boat yesterday. I felt so bad. Only me.
Oh,
I felt
no.
so bad. They held the boat, but only big Bo. Mayor Giuliani's got big Bo. No one's going to argue with Bo. You know, he's like, he's the guy.
Right,
hey, hold the boat for Joe. I mean, all right, Bo, thank you, buddy. And we ran in. We had a great time. Very patriotic, though. Speaking of that, Deb, you know.
That's great.
I miss Rudy. I miss Rudy in office. I miss that patriotism, the understanding of the greatness of the United States, saying we're a great people, you know, as opposed to just diminishing the greatness of the United States of America. So it's good. But today I go see Charlie. We go down the shore to see my mom.
Oh,
so
nice.
You got to do it, you know?
Oh, that's so important. Spend time with your baby girl there. That's
nice. My little baby girl at my age.
Oh, that keeps you busy. Keeps you young, Joe. Don't worry.
I should have more children then?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I think 5 is a pretty good number. You know, I mean, 5 is a nice number, don't you think? Oh, yeah, listen, it's up to you. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. But, you know, Charlie is, you know, she's
7.
I mean, that's pretty, that's good.
Joe, don't go there, Joe. Wait.
I wouldn't start over,
stop,
but that's
stop,
me.
Stop. like a horror movie, you know.
Don't go in the house. Stay away from the young, beautiful women. Stop. Oh, well, that's impossible, right, for you, Joe?
My hernia. You guys are making my hernia act up.
My hernia.
Oh, my hernia. Oh. I'll be with some young gal walk around. Oh, my hernia.
My hernia.
Help me.
She'll have to help you up the stairs.
I married him. He seemed healthy. Now he's got a hernia every 2 weeks.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody said to me, don't you want someone to take care of you when you get older? I go, no, I'm going to have to pay whoever it is I can do now.
It's easier to pay somebody.
It is.
A lot easier.
Two nurses.
Cheaper.
Debbie, I love you. Good morning. 7:23, Debbie's on the roads for you this morning.
Joe, the inbound GWB upper level, it's an accident blocking 2 lanes, so still about 20 minutes in there. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 5 minutes only, but that big Restore 495 project begins tonight at the Lincoln. Avoid the Lincoln for the next 2.5 years, that's all. Heading over to the inbound Holland, that's about 5 to 10. Let's see if it's happening as you head over to the New Jersey Turnpike South, Western Spur at 15W. Disabled truck just cleared away, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on the eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. Stalled car. Southbound West Side Highway, kind of busy down through 158th Street with an accident blocking a lane there. And traffic is building on the LIE westbound right out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Watch for some delays right now with New Jersey Transit. 5 canceled trains again today. Checking in on the forecast, chance of a thunderstorm today, high of 89. Tomorrow clouds, high of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports. Every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, we'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
From the Fox Business Network, Nordstrom's business turned around this summer, helped by internet sales. Nordstrom recently hired a new chief technology officer. Its sales and earnings were stronger than expected. Chipotle Mexican Grill will be retraining all its restaurant workers nationwide. Tests indicated its food contamination incident in Ohio this summer was caused by food being left at an unsafe temperature. The FDA has approved a generic version of the EpiPen made by Teva Pharmaceuticals. The device is used to reverse life-threatening allergic reactions. Mylan, which sells the EpiPen, also markets its own generic version of the device. Stocks rallied on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrials added 396. The NASDAQ was up 32 and the S&P gained 22. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
All right, Crazy Friday with Piscopo, 728 right now. Congressman Leonard Lance standing by. I wanted to tell you about Mike Lindell, if I can. We love Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot. He's a great American. He keeps MyPillow in Minnesota. He makes every material that is in a MyPillow is from the United States of America. And then he has a deal just for you, exclusively for you, listening to AM 970 The Answer and your old pal Joe on the radio. You buy one premium MyPillow, you get the second premium MyPillow for absolutely nothing for free, that second pillow. Just like that. My cousin Paulie, Paulie Pillow, he does this every week. He buys a pillow. Now you get the special deal from Mike Lindell. 60-day money-back guarantee, by the way. 10-year warranty. You could buy one premium MyPillow, get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. This is the morning. You're going to remember this, please. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. When you get to work, go right online. Your boss starts busting your chops because you're online looking at pillows. You go, boss, you're going to get the best sleep of your life. MyPillow.com. I heard Piscopo on the radio. If you get a chance to call, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. You can do so. But please remember MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code from Mr. Mike Lindell, AM 970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Oh, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Matt. 7:30 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Congressman Leonard Lance is a true public servant, an all-around great guy, Jersey guy, representing New Jersey's 7th District. Congressman, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Joe. Good morning to you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I know it's a weekend coming up. And, Congressman, I was dying. And you represent, in a stellar fashion, I might say, Leonard Lance, our district out there in the beautiful Hunterdon County region of the great state of New Jersey. Was it appropriate, do you think, Congressman, for President Trump to remove John Brennan's security clearance?
I think that he probably should not have done that, although I think John Brennan has become quite controversial as more being a public figure. But I might have let it go, Joe, but I understand why the president did it, but perhaps I would not have done it. I tend to be calmer in personality than the president in these matters.
Yeah, and how can I ask you, Congressman Lance, we know each other well enough, if I could just lean on that relationship, sir. You and President Trump together, you really are kind of opposites in personality. And we, those of us who support the president, love what he's doing. I love the bluster, Congressman. We love that. I love when he revokes that security clearance, you know. I just love the drama of it all, forgive me. But Leonard Lance and Donald J. Trump sitting down together, what is that like, sir?
I have been in the presence of the president twice, once in the Oval Office and once in the cabinet room. And he certainly is very large in personality, and I think that he fills a room. Regarding the policies, I certainly think that this administration, Joe, is doing a much better job in trying to defeat ISIS. And I give the president and the administration, and certainly General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, an enormous amount of credit. And then Donald Trump also followed through, Joe, on his pledge that he would move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the American-Israeli embassy. You know, Joe, four presidents, Bill Clinton, the younger George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump all said in campaigns that they would move the embassy, and Donald Trump followed through. And so certainly I favor that, and I think he should be given credit for that.
And speaking of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is getting a great deal of criticism for naming itself as a Jewish state. Why is this such a controversial issue, Congressman?
I believe that Israel is a Jewish state, and Israel has a right to exist, not only exist, but to exist as a Jewish state. And I think it's important for the Palestinian Authority to recognize that, which the Palestinian Authority has never done. And as you know from your reading of history, the creation of Israel is based upon the horrific events of the 20th century, and may they never be repeated, the horror of the Holocaust. And Israel is the eternal home of the Jewish people, and I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Congressman Leonard Lance with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Was the president right, Congressman, to put Iran sanctions back into place?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Iran is the greatest state actor in terrorism across the globe. I was an opponent of the Iranian agreement. It was voted down in the House. And, Joe, it would have been voted down in the Senate, except that it never reached the floor of the Senate because they couldn't get 60 votes over there to bring it to the floor. And if it had been brought to the floor, it would have been defeated in the Senate as well. In other words, there was never a consensus on Capitol Hill to move forward with the Iranian agreement. And until the leadership changes in Iran, the leadership is engaged in terrorist activity, then I think the president did the right thing. You know, when we went through with the Iranian agreement, when the Obama administration did, about $1 billion in pallets of cash were delivered to the Iranian government.
Yeah.
And some of that money, a good deal of that money, was used for terrorism, as John Kerry, the then Secretary of the State, recognized.
It's so true. In the dark of night, Congressman, if you remember that. And so,
yes.
And Congressman, you're from pristine Huntington County and the surrounding area, New Jersey 7th District. It's so docile there. But when you get to Washington, and I see you at church, sir. And I love that. We go to a beautiful, beautiful, as you listen, bucolic church in the hills of Hunterdon in New Jersey. And it's very spiritual. And I see Congressman Lance there. And it does my heart good to see my congressman going to church there. How do you deal with the rancor? You, because you're such a docile individual yourself, Congressman, in Washington, man. It's got to get crazy for you, yes?
My personality is what it is, Joe. I try to remain calm and collected.
You're the only one. You're the only one, sir.
I try to treat everybody with respect, even those who may disagree with me. And
yeah,
there's far too much partisanship. And, Joe, let me say that the constituents I serve, what they want, without a doubt, is bipartisan cooperation and not shouting and screaming at each other. And
yes, sir.
For example, on the other side, I thought Maxine Waters was inappropriate in her remarks, and I work with a lot of Democrats, but I do think we all have to lower our voices and remain calm, because after all, we're dealing with the greatest country in the history of the world, as you just pointed out, and we should recognize that, and we should celebrate that, and we should do that in a calm and collected manner.
Here, Congressman Leonard Lance, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for all that you do for the great state of New Jersey, sir. You are welcome here anytime.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Leonard Lance, thank you so much, Congressman. Republican representing New Jersey's 7th District. Hey, you know, Gary Goldberg standing by, coming up momentarily. He's going to give you some financial advice, and that is much valued from Mr. Goldberg. You don't want to miss that. Jeffrey Lyons as well. Fred Dicker. We're talking about Andrew Cuomo. You can't make this up. Fred is the dean of the Albany Press Corps. Right now, it's Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
737, 78 degrees. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City Parks Department worker is under arrest, charged with assaulting a co-worker with a chair. Police say 28-year-old Emerald Gentles got into a verbal altercation with her colleague yesterday morning at St. Michael's Playground in Woodside, then grabbed a chair and flung it at her. The woman was treated for a hand injury. Gentles has been charged with felony assault, menacing, and weapons possession. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is continuing to get slammed for a comment he made about America this week. Speaking at a bill signing event in New York City, Cuomo said, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great." Republican candidate for Governor Mark Molinaro seized on the statement and made the rounds on Thursday, doing TV and radio interviews, including on this program, throughout the day. He wants Cuomo to apologize for what he said. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is pressing Cuomo to issue a clear statement saying that America is a great country. In sports, the Staten Island Little League team from Mid-Island continues its winning ways, beating a team from Iowa 5-2 yesterday to advance to the next round. And after winning game one of the Little League World Series, the Mid-Island team has been undefeated this summer, outscoring their opponents 163-22. The Mets split a doubleheader, and the Yankees lost to Tampa 3-1. Sports is sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods. you got to go to Moe's. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Frank, and go Mid-Island. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus. Traffic is moving slowly. Eastbound Gowanus getting up toward the Prospect. And then on the eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, stalled car causing a delay. Problems continue on the west side. Highway southbound at 158th Street. That's an accident. Left lane block. Delays back up to the GWB. Inbound side of the GWB, an accident cleared from the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel, 5 minutes in. That big Restore 495 project begins tonight at 9 p.m. Over on 495 by the Lincoln Tunnel. Steer clear of the Lincoln for 2.5 years. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes getting into town. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway south ramp at 142, a collision there. And watch for delays southbound Thruway getting down towards Spring Valley with an accident cleared out of the way. Watch out for some thunderstorms later. High today of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie Duhame, thank you. 7:39 with Joe on the radio telling you about ZipRecruiter. Just remember this if you'd be so kind. ZipRecruiter.com/report. You can never find the right. I can't find somebody who works. No one's doing the right job. It's so difficult to find it. But forget about it. I got your problems if you want to hire somebody, okay? I got the solution to your problems. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Hiring is challenging. I know this personally, you know? And I'm a small businessman, a tiny little small businessman. I chatted with the folks at ZipRecruiter the other day. I told you about that when I was in the hotel and the jackhammer was right next to me. And I'd apologize to the ZipRecruiter folks. Sorry, it's New York. There's constant construction, you know? They were so nice. And they said, Joe, you got any questions? I go, yeah. Can I go to ZipRecruiter.com/report for my, you know, little me, that little businessman? They said, absolutely. That's what they do. There's one place you can go when hiring, where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and that's ZipRecruiter.com/report. It used to be hard, right? Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. Today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. They have this matching technology, you know? ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. And with results like you get from ZipRecruiter, which are, by the way, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And now this for you, exclusively for listening to old Joe on the radio. You can get ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Piscopo. ZipRecruiter.com/report, R-E-P-O-R-T, okay? ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy. At Blue Rock, better rates are just one part of tailoring an energy strategy to your business needs. In addition to finding the right rate structures for electric, gas, and renewable energy sources, we explore things like LED lighting, energy management systems, and HVAC improvements, so you can conserve energy in a way that's unique to your business. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself.
With Caltrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Caltrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Caltrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Caltrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Caltrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. Sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Inc.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. 743 with Piscopo and Murano. Gary Goldberg as well. Gary is certified financial planner. Wealth management strategist. This man knows money better than anybody. Gary, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Joe. It's a pleasure to speak to you again.
Always,
thank you.
Always nice to talk to you. Or do we find you within the metropolitan area, my friend?
No, you will tomorrow. Right now, I'm up in the Finger Lakes at Lake Canandaigua. If you've ever been up here, it's God's country.
You know, how gorgeous. We were just talking about that, upstate New York. That's so funny because you have family up there, correct?
I do. That's where my wife's family is from. Beautiful. So we're enjoying time with our family. It's great.
It is great that you stay in New York. Hey, Gary, what kind of risks, if I can ask you, my friend, do investors face when an emerging market like Turkey faces a financial crisis? Does that affect us personally like
it
that?
It does. Joe, here's what I want to do. I want to bring some sanity back to the market.
Thank you.
There are such swings in the market. This week we saw on Wednesday the market was down 300. Yesterday it was up 400. And it relates to a lot of the financial problems that are spreading amongst emerging markets. Emerging markets are the lesser developed countries. So when a person who's an investor in the stock market for their 401k, for their IRA, gets unnerved, they have to understand, first of all, if they're retired, stay away from emerging markets. There are geopolitical issues. There are currency issues. You don't need it. Don't try to hit a home run by investing in some of these smaller countries. What we have done at our firm is we have kept away from them. But there's a real risk here. The risk is the spread of the Turkish issue to other countries, Argentina, South Africa. They're potentially in trouble. And the reason is they rely on foreign lending. So banks in Europe lend to these emerging markets more than we do. And if they're going to be charging such high interest rates in these smaller countries, it's unnerving for the banks to lend to them. So it could spread. Bottom line is don't react and don't, for the most part, invest in emerging markets.
Wow.
And Joe, the other thing is, yesterday we saw a rally because there's now potentially some resolution beginning with the United States and China. So the market soared by 400 points. It's just the beginning. I have said on your program they will they will resolve this at some point. The markets will react very favorably to any indication that the United States and China are coming to the table. And now they're starting to come to the table. So geopolitical issues, Joe, geopolitical issues should not unnerve investors. This is a sound country we live in, a lot of money on the sidelines. Don't disrupt your IRA and 401k plan by selling, in my opinion.
Well, Gary Goldberg with Piscopo, the morning, like on Wednesday, Gary, the market came down a few hundred points. Yesterday, it was 400. And we shouldn't fear that. We shouldn't fear that. We should stay on, you know, on the steady, as it were.
Yeah, and I am a fan of variable annuities. I'm a fan of dividends. Those are safer ways to invest. And if you want to learn about it, people can give me a call. I'll explain it to them. We have 15 different programs in our firm. Joe, you know we've been around for 45 years, and we've gone through lots
And you're only 29 years old, Gary. This is amazing. you look 29, brother. I'll tell you that, man.
You're a real pal. Thank you. But we've been through the wars in our firm. Yeah, we have eight offices. We have 58 people, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody personally, as you know, if they have any questions about their portfolio and how to position.
What's the number again, Gary?
1-800-377-5757. 1-800-377-5757. And, Joe, I'll be back in the office on Monday, and I take all calls and return them. And if somebody's a bit unnerved here,
yes,
we still have with the best house in a lousy neighborhood. When you look at the rest of the world,
yeah,
the best house in a lousy neighborhood, and don't get unnerved by all of these various issues in Turkey, in Argentina. Argentina, the government there is lending their money at 40%. Does that tell you something?
Oh,
Treasury's there
Lord.
At 40%.
My
they're
Lord,
they're trying to keep the money in these countries.
Yeah,
otherwise going to flee. So what does that do to our interest rates? We look to see what's going on around the world.
You know, Gary, thank you so much. Give Joan my very, very personal best, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You're such a pal. Thank you, Joe.
Thank Gary Gold. Gary Gold, you too as well. Have a great weekend. Certified financial planner, wealth management strategist. Piscopo in the morning. Before we go to break, Matt, let me grab Matt in Jersey. We have some calls. I don't hate to keep you waiting. Matt, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you, Joe. Mr. Cuomo, who's an angry Democrat, like his fellow Democrats, is now saying America was never a great country. That's what they feel. And he's copying the Democrats, and this is just as important, in California, who are giving early release to violent criminals. And surprise, now they find the crime rate in California is going up along with their taxes. So how's this for a campaign slogan, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
High crime and high taxes. Good luck.
Yeah, that's it. Matt, you're right on the money. Let me go to Joette real quick in Staten Island. Joette, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that $92 million for the military. They spoke to General Mattis, and he said, whoever came out with that number looks like an idiot today. He goes, I don't even know if it would be $10
million. Yeah, yeah. Joette, thank you. I thought that sounded a little ridiculous, and I think they do jack that up, man. When you do anything, and you do anything with the military, they tend to remember they used to say, how much is a hammer? They charge $1,000 for a hammer. So I think it's good that we have Mad Dog Matt is overlooking that. Thank you, Joette, for that call. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Debbie Duhame is on the roads for you. Dutifully, happy Friday, Debbie.
Happy
Friday. Yeah.
So you're going down the shore this week.
I am. I'm gonna. You know, I look forward to the day where I can just go to the house and just do nothing, you know, just do nothing like that. But, you know, I want to take care of, and I feel a responsibility always with love to be with the family.
Of
and that
course.
Comes first. So I will go pick up the baby and then we'll go pay, you know, go see my mom and go do around, go do the whole thing, you know.
You go on the rides. You go on the rides with your daughter at a place?
No, I don't. You're so
Fantasy
funny.
Island is called down there,
yes,
right?
Yes, and it's great. And it's clean. I have to take a second mortgage out when I get the little thing that, you know, they have a card. They don't even have coins now. They have just a card that you just swipe, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculously expensive, but it makes your kids so happy. And it's so, do it so well down there. But you know what? I don't go on the teacups. I don't go on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
No.
And the baby Charlie is such a good kid. It's like, okay, she knows not to even ask daddy to go on the roller coaster. I know. And I watch and I take pictures and I'm right there, but I'm not going on any of those rides.
What about the water thing where you go down the slide?
Yeah, we
there?
Do that. Yes,
that's
that we do.
Fun.
Yeah, they have the water slide there. We do
good.
That.
Yeah.
At my age.
Why not?
Who's that old guy?
Joe, you're in better shape than people have your age. Don't worry about
you're the best, Deb. I
don't
love you for that. Right back
age.
At you, girl.
Just a number. Just
That's
a number.
That's it. You got Debbie Duhame looking out for you at AM 970 The Answer. I love you, Deb.
Love you too, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you head to the West Side Highway southbound. Moving slowly at 158th Street. Accident in the left lane. Delays going back up to the GWB. It's busy on the eastbound side of the BQE by the Battery Tunnel with a stalled car in the way. That big 495 restore project begins tonight at 9 p.m. One lane blocked in both directions for the next 2.5 years. Right now, the Lincoln looks fine. Holland about 10 to 15. GWB, that's 10 minutes getting into town. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the southbound thruway. Some earlier problems down through Spring Valley cleared out of your way. New Jersey Transit, some canceled trains this morning with the positive train control, and also PATH trains. We're seeing delays Journal Square to 33rd, and it's all due to some ongoing police department activity, alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One, with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
TGIF, and boy, I'll tell you, I've been loving the hot and humid weather lately. It's been allowing me to get more exercise, really sweat off those pounds. But the best part is I take my Calitrin afterwards, and it helps give me back what I need. Get yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now. Go to toploss.com. The website will answer all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel great. There's no drugs. There's no stimulants. All natural. Piece of cake to use. You take it before bedtime. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Or you can take it after exercise, and again, it will give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off your first order today, but you got to go onto the site, toploss.com. Or if you have questions and you want to place an order, give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. That's 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. Toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off, or give them a call, 1-800-325-4366. Calitrin.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Joe on the radio, 754. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car. Where? You know where I'm going. Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Cancella. How many times I got to tell you this? What does Alex have for you? You ask me. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Lady, what do I got to tell you? This is a great deal. I love Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is the best. Carmelo and Chester, and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. This is the family that took care of my sister. Like she was their family. I'm telling you, when I was there, they treat me like family. And when you go there, they're going to treat you like family. And then, like, that's not enough. The great service, the fact that you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. Now you get this. I'll give you to 8 o'clock. It's 7:55 right now. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free, oh my hernia, filter. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. If you call 855-621-9949, you say, Joey sent me, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, from Route 22 Toyota. Check out, please, the brand-new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out, please, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
You say that you love me. Joey Lumberg, calling Joey Lumberg. How you doing today, Joe? Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning to you. How are you on this fine Friday?
We are good. We're good. I went into the gym. It was so nice yesterday, Joe. I wanted to go out. And I said, let me do something in the sun, but I had such a crazy busy day, and I had to go from one place, I didn't have the time, so I hit the gym, and I did a marginal workout with the weights, which really, really helps. Do you do weight workout at all, Joe?
I don't, and I should. I know
no,
I should.
No, I should.
No, I should.
It may wear you down, though, because if you're
it might make me even more energetic, who knows?
I don't know, because the bike, man, it takes that endurance. You may lessen your endurance if you hit the weights, I'm thinking, Joey, no? You know what I mean? Something, because when I hit the weights, they go, hey, you get fired up, you get pumped. pumped up. No, I'm exhausted. You know what I mean? It's like, man. So how many miles did you do yesterday?
I did 38, I think it was.
God bless you, man. I am so impressed with that. And weather-wise, it was nice. It was hot.
It was warm.
We got heat today, Joey. We got heat.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be in the upper 80s today. Could be a shower this morning. I'm watching some thunderstorms in the Susquehanna Valley and into the Poconos. But they'll largely bypass us this morning. And then watch out for some big boomers late afternoon and early tonight. And the weekend, it's not looking so nice. I think it's going to be humid but wet.
Oh, it's going to be raining down the shore, you figure, huh?
I think there's going to be some showers scattered throughout the weekend. I really do.
All right. That's an excuse not to go to the rides with the little one, huh?
Exactly.
Sorry, it's raining out there.
Sorry, we can't do it.
No worries. Joe, thank you so much. Keep us posted, my friend. I know you will. Thank you. He's our marathon man meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk, the great Joe Lumberg right there. Jeffrey Lyons is coming up. He's going to tell you what film is. It is raining this weekend. You want to see some films? The world's greatest film critic is Jeffrey Lyons. He's going to join us coming up momentarily. Fred Dicker as well, radio talk show host up in Albany. I cannot wait to talk to I can't wait to hear what Fred's got to say. Right, Frankie?
Oh, boy.
About Governor Cuomo. Put your seatbelt on, baby. The Queen of Soul. We miss you, Aretha. Beautiful cover in Daily News. It's the finest thing the Daily News has done, and I can't remember when. A beautiful tribute to the Queen of Soul. Rest in peace, Aretha. We miss you very much. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
7:59, 78 degrees. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The city of New Brunswick is expanding its amount of clean energy with new legislation. The city council announced this week it has signed an ordinance that will require energy providers to draw in part from renewable resources. The percentage will be increased over time by law. The goal is for New Brunswick to be using 100% renewable energy by 2035. And here in New York City, the Summer Stage Concert Series is headed to Rockaway Beach Boardwalk for the first time. The free outdoor performing arts festival is expected to take place tonight on the new plaza area at Beach 94th Street. The plaza was created as part of the full reconstruction of the Rockaway Boardwalk after Sandy. Chicago dance pop duo Gilligan Moss is headlining tonight's show. You now know what's going on. I'm Frank Moreno on AM 970. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.